المجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. نمبر 9. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء، وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته، واجزه عنا ما هو أهله، واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته، وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم، اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم، صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا سرتك حسنتك وساءتك سيئتك فأنت مؤمن، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء الكرام، most respected elders and brothers and our mothers and sisters who may be listening, because the Isha Salah is rather late, so the majlis will try and make it as short as possible. Generally, these Thursday night majalis, as we recall it in the time of Hazrat Moinus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and alhamdulillah, you'll hear us constantly repeating the name of Hazrat Moinus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, because as Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, of course we can't compare ourselves to him, but he used to say that we don't say we are pious, but no one can deny the fact that Allah Ta'ala had granted us the opportunity to spend time in the company of the Ahlullah. So likewise, while we may not have all these fancy titles or regard ourselves as very pious, but alhamdulillah, no one can deny the fact that Allah had granted us wonderful opportunities to have spent a very long period of time and a very close relationship, practically on a daily basis, being the deputy imam in Masjid al-Nur and running the madrasa under the auspices of Al-Mu'ayyanu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. It was almost a daily mashwara that used to take place. Daily telephone calls, meeting Hazrat after practically every salah, getting to see these Ahlullah in a very close proximity. So alhamdulillah, we will try and share whatever we can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to even imbibe a fraction of what they had. So Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say, with regard to these majalis that used to take place on a Thursday night, he used to say that the purpose is to light up the hearts. To light up the heart with the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To create within the heart the ma'rifah and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not really a program to increase our knowledge or program to talk about politics and all of those kind of things. And there is platforms and occasions for those kind of programs. And the masjid is a place for ta'aleem. So there will be occasions for that. But this is really to create an awareness with regards to the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whilst reciting this durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we think to ourselves how fortunate we are to be reciting durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are praising Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the poet says, مَا إِن مَدَحْتُ مُحَمَّدًا بِمَقَالَتِي وَلَكِن مُدِحَتْ مَقَالَتِي بِمُحَمَّدًا. That I have not really praised Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my speech, but rather my speech has become praiseworthy by the fact that the name of the Nabi of Allah has become present in my speech. So we are so fortunate that Allah Ta'ala gave sinful ones like us the opportunity to send durood and salawat upon such a pak and pure Nabi of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that deep-hearted ishq for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deep-hearted ishq for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just to give you a glimpse, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he used to say, and I heard this from his son, who is my current Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Mohammad Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu. He said that Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali,
was such a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he lived in the jungles. And imagine, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, who came from an exceptionally wealthy family. He was so wealthy that Hazrat Muhammad Sahib mentioned that his father and grandfather had like 5 attendants that were just seen to him. That's the kind of wealth. They had farms and farms, and the amount of, you know, produce that would come out of that farms. He grew up in, if we may say, the lap of luxury. But he sacrificed all of that to spend time in the company of Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib in some jungle that was far away from, if we may say, civilization, in the rural areas. And he spent a period of 17 years in his company. And such was the sacrifices in his company, that he said that Hazrat, the water that was by the well nearby, Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib wasn't comfortable drinking that water and bathing with that water, because all the animals would come there. So Hazrat used to, you know, with his bicycle, travel for a good few kilometers. I can't remember the number of kilometers, but it was quite a distance. And every day he would travel and collect the water and bring it for Hazrat. And he said when it was winter time, and we hear these stories of, you know, the people of the past, but to have been in the company of a person in our present times. And he says that when it used to be cold, he used to take the water and he used to keep it around his chest the entire night. So then Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib would wake up in the morning to make wudu during winter. At least the coldness of the water would have diminished. And he said that people used to come from different places to spend time in the company of Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib. So sometimes he would be constantly in the service of Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib. And sometimes he said by the time he would come into the khanka, somebody would have taken his bedding. So he would sit against the wall of the khanka and he would try and sleep that way, because there's no bedding and there was no place to sleep. And in that condition he used to say these couplets of poetry. And the effect of those couplets of poetry is that, oh Allah, you are the only one and the stars are the only one that can see that the sacrifices I am making to get your mahabbat and to get your ma'rifat. So mashallah, you know, having spent that kind of time in the company of Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib, and he mentioned that Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib rahmatullah has such love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when he would commence his khutbah and the name of Allah would come in the khutbah, immediately a tear would come out of his eye. Just the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I had mentioned, I think it was the Jummah Bayan here or wherever it may have been, where Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib was eating. They had very simple food. And they were eating dal, and not the dal that we have today. It was like a very basic, simple food. And they were eating the dal. And he said, Hakim Akhtar, mujhe is dal ke andar biryani ka maza aa raha ho. Said, Hakim Akhtar, I'm getting the enjoyment of biryani in this dal. So Hakim Akhtar Sahib said, Hazrat, how is that possible? So he said, I'm thinking that Allah is the one who gave me this food. And this hand that I have, my Allah gave me this hand. And my Allah is the one who is allowing this hand to go into my mouth. So I feel as if my Allah is feeding me. Allahu Akbar. Imagine that if a person is aashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I gave the example that the youngsters, you know, if the illicit beloved had to put a simple Turan chocolate in the mouth, the person wouldn't even know what chocolate he ate. Because the aashiq, the lover, has put the chocolate in the mouth. So when a person develops that ishq and that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this will be their condition. That even when they're eating simple food, they're getting an enjoyment because they're saying, my Allah is the one who's feeding me. So my Ayna Sahib rahmatullah used to say that because of our sins and because we have, you know, moved so far away from the obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have become so intoxicated with the, you know, the glitter and the glamour of this temporary world, that when we are eating our biryani, we're not even getting the taste of dal in our biryani. We're not even getting the taste of dal in the biryani too. Just recently, a clip was released from the academy, where Hazrat Moinis Sahib Rahmatullahi mentions a lady who had written to him, and she said that, Morana, if you come to my home, then I am not short of anything. I have the best home in this entire neighborhood. And, you know, but my home is Jahannam on earth. And she said that my husband is having a relationship, extramarital relationship with someone else. The son is on drugs, and the daughter is hardly in the home. So what kind of a home is that? The person has got all the amenities and the luxuries of this world, but there is no peace and tranquility within the heart. And on the contrary, those who move towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala blesses them with this muhabbat and this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nevertheless, respected elders and brothers, this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this recitation of durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should make an effort to try and develop a spirit within it, a ruh within it. We performed our Isha salah, we have to ask ourselves the question, what was the condition of my salah? What kind of devotion and concentration did I have in that salah? When I recited my durood and salawat, how did I recite my durood and salawat? Did I feel that connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And we may not be there, but even if we make the intention, you know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi." That the intention of a believer is better than the action itself. That even if the person made the intention that, "Ya Allah, one day, Ya Allah, I attached myself to the Ahlullah with the hope that," Hazrat Shaqi Makhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, he says that, you know, all we say is that, "Ya Allah, we have attached ourselves to the Ahlullah." And he used to give the example, he used to say that you got the first class coach, the train that is traveling on the railway line, and you have the first class coach. And now the third class coach is connected to the first class coach. So, inshallah, wherever the first class coach is going, the third class coach will also go there. So those people who link themselves and they attach themselves to the Ahlullah, yes, they may never really become the great Qutub of the time, Wali of the time, but inshallah, there is great hope that with the barakat of that relationship, Allah Ta'ala will make them reach the destination. And in the same way, we have great hope that, Ya Allah, this mahabbat of Allah and this mahabbat for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this love for the Sahaba-i-Kiram, the love for the Tabi'i, the love for the Fuqaha, the love for the Muhaddithin, the love for the Ulama, inshallah it will be a means of linking me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be a means of my salvation. Suddenly this example comes to mind, so I'll share it and then we'll terminate with Dhikrullah. Some years ago we went to one town in the Johannesburg region. Alhamdulillah, we were in the company of Imam Azhar Sahib. Then we visited this particular graveyard of the host. And his father was buried there, so Hazrat went to read. So Hazrat asked him, "Is your grandfather also buried in this graveyard?" So he said, "No, Hazrat, my grandfather, it's a very unique story." So he said, "What's the story?" So he said, "My grandfather, many years ago, when we know in South Africa, when people wanted to go for Hajj, and in many countries, they used to go by ship. And it would be like a 6 month journey, you know, by the time the person travels and stops at one port and the next port and so on. It would be a 6 month event. So he said, "My grandfather went for Hajj, and when he reached, it was either before the Hajj or after the Hajj, they went to visit the grave in Makkatul Mukarramah known as Mu'alla. And he said there was a grave that was open. And my grandfather was a very light-hearted, jokey person, so he went with his friends to this graveyard and he jumped inside the grave and he lied down flat and he said, 'You know, all of you, make dua that this grave becomes my home.' So all of them, they cracked the joke and what have you, and he came out from there and they went to the the hotel and the accommodation and they had lunch, and shortly after the lunch, he started complaining of chest pains. He had a heart attack, rushed to hospital, passed away. And the amazing thing was he was buried in that very grave. So Hazrat asked him that, what action did your grandfather do that granted him this kind of a status? So he says, one thing, quality my grandfather had was he had great love for the ulama. He had great mahabba and love for the ulama-i-kiram. Any alim that came to the, you know, to that particular town, he would make sure that he, you know, made his ikram and honored him and respected him. Of course, this was a sign that he had love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, in his mind, it was probably that this alim is linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it was out of his muhabbat for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was the kind of, enviable death that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a wonderful death. And again, something comes to mind. It was the Jummah Salah in Masjid al-Nur. Alhamdulillah, we were performing the Jummah Salah as Mu'in Hospital Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had given the talk. And after the talk, the Jummah Salah was performed. And in the Jummah Salah, after I had made the salam, there was a commotion in the masjid. And people were calling for a doctor. And there was a musalli, and mashallah, I knew him personally, very, very light-hearted person, but wonderful, always smiling. He had passed away in the Jummah Salah in the position of sajda. Subhanallah. I remember as a Mu'in Sahib Rahmatullah, he sat on his chair and just looked at that and said, Subhanallah. What an enviable death and mort that this person passed away in sajda. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a wonderful death with iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from any bounty being snatched away after it has been granted to us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Said Guru Sharif.
La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah.
Our Ahlullah, they say when we're reciting this kalima, it is the experience when the person recites this kalima, a light contemplation that when we say La ilaha, we are removing everything besides Allah from our hearts. And when we say Illallah, we are bringing the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts.
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك
Allahumma ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi jazallahu anna nabiyyana muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahluh. O Kareem Allah, Rahim Allah, most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who has granted us the tawfiq and ability to gather here tonight to listen to your talks, Ya Allah. To take your name, Ya Allah, to recite durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we cannot achieve any good without your help and without your assistance, Ya Allah. We know, Ya Allah, that we are extremely sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. Hum gunahgar hai, siyakar hai, badkar, mujrim, khatakar hu. Oh Allah, we have committed sins upon sins, Ya Allah. Despite our sins, Ya Allah, you have blessed us with bounties upon bounties, Ya Allah. The bounty of our eyes, our ears, Ya Allah, our heart, Ya Allah, our tongues, Ya Allah, heart, liver, lungs, all functioning, Ya Allah. These are priceless bounties that you have granted us, Ya Allah. Despite your favors and your bounties upon us, Ya Allah, we have used your very bounties to violate your commands, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, tonight, Ya Allah, we are not justifying any sin that we may have committed, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins, Ya Allah. Those sins which you committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka, dil ata farma. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha, anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Allahumma ahdina li ahsani al-akhlaq, la yahdi li ahsaniha illa anta. وَصْرِفْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَهَا لَا يَصْرِفُ عَنَّا سَيِّئَهَا إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Allah bless us with the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Allah bless us in our homes, Ya Allah. Bless us in our lives, Ya Allah. Bless us in our businesses, Ya Allah. Allah bless us in our time, Ya Allah. Grant barakah and blessings in every single bounty that you have granted us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, and make us a means of hidayat and guidance for others, Ya Allah. O Allah, protect us from pride and arrogance, Ya Allah. O Allah, bless us with humility, Ya Allah. Bless us with kindness and generosity, Ya Allah. O Allah, unite the hearts of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Of family members, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of our communities, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Restore the dignity of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in this country, Ya Allah, change the conditions in this country from insecurity to security. From instability to stability, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, blow the winds of hidayat in this country and throughout this continent, Ya Allah. Make us a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect our masajid, Ya Allah. Our madaris, our darul ulums, our khanqas, Ya Allah. All the works of deen that are taking place, Ya Allah, protect it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, this masjid, Ya Allah, make it a markaz of hidayat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant, Ya Allah, great blessings and rewards to all those, Ya Allah, that had participated, Ya Allah, in the building, Ya Allah, of this masjid, Ya Allah, in the running of this masjid, Ya Allah, in the maintaining of this masjid, Ya Allah. Allah, you preserve them, Ya Allah. Allah, make this masjid a means of sadaqah jariyah for each and every one who has participated in whichever way it may have been, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, blow the winds of hidayat from this masjid, Ya Allah. Blow, Ya Allah, produce from this masjid the Ghazalis, the Rumis, the Bukharis of the time, Ya Allah. Allah, protect this masjid from all sorts of fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. From all sorts of corruption and mischief, Ya Allah. Protect this masjid from the mischief of the mischief makers, Ya Allah. From the hasr of the hasidin, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are well aware the good desires and of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you, Ya Allah. Fulfill all their good desires and aspirations. Whatever challenge, difficulty they are going through, Ya Allah, you are well aware, Ya Allah. You remove it, Ya Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifa, Ya Allah. Those who are going through financial difficulties, Ya Allah, you provide for them, Ya Allah. Those who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with pious, compatible marriage partners, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min kulli khair. Ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب